Dreamscape presents Warm Nights in Magnolia Bay by Babette DeYoung. Narrated by Addison Barnes. Chapter 1. I hate people. Abby Curtis wadded up the hem of her yellow bathrobe and dropped to her knees in the ditch. A pair of green eyes stared at her from the middle of the culvert. "Here, kitty kitty," she called. The eyes blinked, but the kitten stayed put. Another stray dumped in front of Aunt Riva's house, and it wasn't going to trust humans again anytime soon. For a nanosecond, Abby thought about running back to the house to get Riva, but something told her the kitten would skedaddle the moment Abby turned her back. Riva's dog, Georgia, a Jack Russell Terrier slash cattle dog mix, peered through the other side of the culvert and whined. The kitten spun around to face the dog and hissed. "Georgia!" Abby snapped her fingers. "Stay!" The frightened kitten puffed up and growled at Georgia. Abby didn't have Riva's way with animals, but with the little dog's expert help, she might be able to catch the kitten without bothering her aunt, who was in the house packing for a long postponed trip. Georgia whined again and the kitten backed up farther, her full attention on the dog. Thankful the ditch had been mowed and recently treated for fire ants, Abby eased forward onto her belly in the damp grass. She reached into the culvert, ignoring the cool, muddy water that seeped through her robe and soaked her t-shirt and panties. Shutting out images of snakes and spiders, she scooted closer and stretched out farther. "Just a little bit more." Georgia seemed to know exactly what to do. She fake lunged toward the kitten, who spat and hopped backward into Abby's outstretched hand. "Gotcha!" Abby grabbed the kitten's scruff. The kitten whirled and spun and scratched, but Abby held on, even when it sank needle-like teeth into Abby's hand. "Shh, shh." Abby got to her knees and stroked the kitten's dark tortoiseshell fur. A girl, then. Like calicos, tortoiseshell cats were almost always female. "You're okay, little girl. You're all right." Abby's robe had come open in the front, and the kitten pedaled all 4 feet with claws extended, scratching gouges in Abby's exposed skin. She held on to the scruff of the kitten's neck, crooning and humming. "You're okay, baby." Georgia leaped with excitement, begging to see the kitten, who continued to struggle and scratch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?